Welcome to the Vault, episode 9. I'm trying to make that the longest Bush intro. This one's a good one, I feel like. This one will get a little interesting, a little conspiracy theories for everybody out there.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for it, honestly.
We're not going to try and ramble on too long about these because, hey, you know, some people be like, that's bullshit. No way. You guys are just making shit up. And guess what? We probably are, but who knows. we'll start out with the fact joke. We used to do, like, on this day, and then I'm like, you know what? There's so many better facts out there. So I'm just looking up random facts now. And here's our fact for the episode. Space has a smell, according to former astronauts. They say that it has a distinct odor that you smell or that hangs around post-spacewalk. They've described it as hot metal or searing steak. So space smells like steak.
So, talking about that, do you think it's just, you know, something burnt coming back in the atmosphere, and that's why they smell that?
I don't know. But they say, like, once they walk out in space and come back in from, like, while they're in their shuttle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That it's not like once they get back from space.
That's what I was thinking.
No, but like they go out, do their little whatever they got to fix, or like they're actually walking in space, and then they come back in. They sell it, says it smells like seared steak.
It's a good smell.
It's not like hot metal is not that. At least it doesn't smell like shit.
Yeah, it could be.
It could be a lot worse. Hey, don't complain. All right.
No.
Hit us with a joke.
All right. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, you got to hand it to blind prostitutes.
I love that joke. I love it. You know, the bad thing is, some people are going to have to rewind this and be like, I don't get it. I don't get the joke. And then they're going to have to rewind it like 4 times and be like, oh, I get it now.
It's just going to make it that much funnier.
It's going to make it fun. Because they're going to do it and be like, these guys are stupid. This makes no sense. Make it make sense. It'll make sense. So, like I said, we're all about conspiracy theories today.
Yeah. I've got one in mind.
I got one in mind too, like a big one that I can ramble on. But let me just say something. I've come to think about this. It's this person. People may not agree. Helen Keller, bullshit. I swear, you throw something at her, she'll catch it. She knows. She knows. She ain't blind or deaf. She knows what she's doing.
Huh?
Yeah, you go to fight her. I guarantee she dodges the first punch. Guaranteed.
Hmm.
Too bad she's dead. I'd go and throw hands with her right now. I'm just saying, you throw a baseball at her, she's going to palm it. Catch it. Got it. She's going to throw it back at you. I guarantee she has a cannon, too.
Throw it back at you, huh?
Oh, she'll throw it back at you. Smoke you right in the forehead. You won't even know what hit you. You know why? Because she's faking it.
That's a big conspiracy. Conspiracy.
I'm just saying, she's faking it.
Is that your conspiracy?
No.
Oh.
I just thought of that. But kind of down that line, though, like Stevie Wonder, there's been people saying, like, I think it was Lionel Richie that said he saw Stevie Wonder driving. Dude's blind. Huh? And, like, I don't know who said this, but I'm pretty sure he was, like, someone walked up to him, and he was like, hey, what's up? And, like, said their name without them ever talking. Like, he knew who was there before. Yeah, those glasses, that's just a cover. He's just like, hey. All blackout glasses. Yeah, that's what you think. Guess what? He knows who you are. Lion sack of poo. I can't say that on Stevie Wonder. I hear he's a great guy.
Yeah.
I don't really know, but hey. And before we get to yours, I just thought of this one too. The moon landing. What do you think about that? Because I was thinking about the space. Some people think it's fake. Some people say you can see the reflection of the camera and Neil's visor from like the TV set. Who knows? I wasn't alive then.
Me either.
We'll never know, I guess.
No.
I thought you was going to have more to say on that. That was a big letdown. All right. Sorry. Give me your conspiracy. We each have one that we've studied a little bit.
Yeah.
That we were a little prepared for it.
Got a pretty big one.
Oh, boy. I'm ready for it.
Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of you have heard of this one. But the Denver airport.
Oh, I've actually not heard about this one, so I'm excited. Hey, I love learning about this stuff because it makes you think. That's what I love about conspiracy theories. They make you think and go, is this true? It really makes you, like, I love it when things make me think.
Okay.
So make me think.
All right. Well, to start off, Denver International Airport replaced Stapleton Airport.
Okay.
That's just a fair fact. Enough. That happened in 1995. From the beginning, Coloradoans, I guess that's how you say that.
Yeah, people Colorado from Colorado. People. Gotcha.
They've theorized about the, you know, secret underground tunnels and five-story building underground.
Oh, like underneath the airport?
Yeah.
No. That's kind of cool, though. I'm not going to lie.
It's kind of interesting.
Like, 5 stories, that's not like, that's big. I mean, it's not huge, but I mean.
No, that's huge.
It's pretty big, yeah.
That is huge.
To be underground, yeah.
You know, just clues from, you know, Nazi secret societies, horrifying harbingers. Really? Of doom.
I mean, hey, there's a lot of crazy stuff that's going on underneath this airport, apparently.
Yeah. Here's one. Gotcha. It was built by the New World Order.
I mean, that it makes sense. Now, I mean, if you're going to have an underground tunnel underneath an airport with a 5-story building, excuse me, it's not going to be done by just your average Joe Schmo.
No.
It's going to be done by the New World Order. So, I mean, hey. It's making sense so far.
It was, I believe, 1 year. It was either 1 year or 2 years past the due date that it was supposed to be done, and $2 billion over budget.
So the airport was built a year after it was done?
It took a year extra longer
than it was supposed to. And $2 billion?
$2 billion.
Either someone pocketed that money or there's a 5-story building underground. I'm just saying, I don't think a 5-story building underground would be cheap.
No.
I mean, $2 billion, that's what you spent your money on.
Apparently, there's massive tunnel ways also.
Tunnel ways, is that what you said?
Massive.
I mean, like what are they doing for, like, transporting airplanes?
No.
People?
Yeah.
Whoa. That just got dark.
They also say that it's, like, the headquarters for, like, the Illuminati.
Jesus Christ, now we're getting into it.
And big Nazi leaders.
Jesus, let me put my boots on because shit's getting deep now. Holy hell.
There's also a giant blue horse outside the airport. It's supposed to be one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Jesus Christ, holy shit.
His name's Blucifer.
Blucifer?
Yeah.
Okay, when you first said blue horse, I was like... I was thinking in my head, there's no way there's a blue horse, like real life horse.
No. And then
I was like, oh, it's probably like a statue. Like a metal statue.
Yeah, 32 feet tall.
Yeah, that'd be a big life horse. I was like, if there was a horse that big, I would have seen it on the news by now. But
yeah.
Geez, okay. I mean, I guess I can see it.
The artwork. Yeah, it makes you think. The artwork in that place. It's kind of creepy, actually. I don't know if you've ever seen any artwork from there.
No. I'm going to have to look it up, though.
Yeah. It's creepy.
Like, in the tunnels or in the airport?
No, in the airport itself.
Oh, so the airport's just a cover-up.
Yeah, pretty much.
But they're giving, like, subtle hints.
More than subtle.
So they're giving hints. Like, hey, we're doing some dark shit down here.
Yeah.
Sick. And people are like, hey, what the fuck?
The artwork actually... gives clues about the end of the world. Is what they conspiracize about.
It gives clues about the end of the world?
Yeah.
This is getting real dark now.
Not necessarily the end of the world. The end of what we know as the world. Where the New World Order takes over.
Gotcha. I mean, if it's built by the New World Order, I mean... I guess they would know, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Oh...
And there's a guest Lola. Appearance for the first time in a few episodes.
Yeah.
And I just realized. Continue real quick.
Oh, you can go on.
I've been dropping a lot of words so far, so I apologize for that.
That's all good.
I may have dropped the vault's first F-bomb this episode, too, so hey.
Did you?
Yeah, I think I did.
I didn't even notice.
I think I did.
No, I'm going to have to go back and listen. Just to see if you did.
I think I did. So, yeah, you guys are welcome. It was a matter of time. We're 9 episodes in. It was going to happen at some time. I'm surprised it took this long, though.
Yeah, I'm surprised, too.
All right, back to your airport.
There's random gargoyle statues that seem to, you know, in quotes, overwatch the airport.
Yeah, see, gargoyle statues in general are creepy to me. Like, they don't scare me, but it's like,
yeah.
Why do they exist? I guess it's to scare people off.
Maybe. Who came up with the gargoyle?
I don't know. Google
that's
it
a,
real quick.
That's a whole nother
subject. You keep on talking subject. To people about this. I'm
I ain't got
to
much
it.
More.
Well, keep on talking.
There's actually gargoyle statues at the baggage claims to protect the traveler's luggage, as they say.
To protect, so it doesn't get stolen.
Right.
Oh, yeah, like, that's what people are worried about when they're going to Denver Airport, is not getting their luggage stolen. I'd be worried about not dying.
Yeah, I've actually had a friend that went through Denver Airport on his way back home, and he said that he got to go down in one of their tunnels, not necessarily, like, one of the tunnels way down, but, like, he got to go underneath the airport with somebody, and he said that most of the stuff that I'm reading is actually true.
Yeah, nope. Guess what? I ever have to go to Denver?
I'm not going to the airport.
I'm not going to the airport. I'll fly into a different airport and drive through Denver. Drive down to Denver.
I wouldn't even go through Denver.
Denver, the nope. whole city, just gone. Anyway, all right. So it says a gargoyle is a carved or formed grotesque with a spout designed to convey water from a roof and away from the side of a building, thereby preventing rainwater from running down masonry walls and eroding the mortar between.
So a gargoyle isn't actually... It's something that somebody's made up
yeah.
as a story
yeah.
to scare somebody.
Yeah, but that was the purpose of gargoyles. They began appearing on church throughout Europe in the 13th century. It was water spouts. So somehow, okay, here's my thing. It was for churches.
Right.
So why couldn't they just do like a regular like spout instead of making it a creepy creature? Like, what was the point of making it look like that? Why couldn't you just do like a regular spout? Or do like a frog with his tongue sticking out? You see those at water parks. Why do right. a gargoyle? I don't understand it. But whatever.
But maybe that's there's some kind of sacred thing behind the... Between, oh.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah,
behind
blah.
A gargoyle that, you know, like protection, like it's said here.
Yeah, Denver Airport, out.
Creepy.
See, like this.
We'll see you.
I believe this. This could happen. And the thing is.
Very easily.
I feel like I want to go to Denver Airport now. Just see that. I'm also going to be afraid for my life because, like, dude, if they built this, they obviously are listening to our podcast right now. They probably know every time you say New World Order, it's like, shit, there's like cameras that just pop out of your house, and you're like,
yeah.
what just happened? You get a drone flying outside your window, they're watching this right now, I don't know what's going on.
So here's another one. So you know the tunnels I've been talking about?
Yeah.
They say that they're tunnels that lead straight to the North American Aerospace Defense Command, the NORAD, that's 100 miles away.
Jesus.
Which makes sense. But 100 miles.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they also have $2 billion over budget. What was they doing? Building a 5-story underground building in a 100-mile-long tunnel. That's what they were doing with that.
It's a lot of money.
That's... Now I'm really thinking about this.
It's a good one.
I mean, all these are making sense connected. So... Like, I'm kind of speechless right now.
Yeah, same. I'm always speechless.
All right.
Just kidding.
Is it, you got anything else about the Denver Underground?
No, I think that's all I got. All right. Want to say for now. All
right. So, if anybody thinks, if they have comments, listen to this, hey, comment on our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Tell us what you think. So, I full believe in this. How do you feel about aliens?
Space Area 51.
Yeah, like, what do you believe, like, do you believe in aliens?
I believe that there is something.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's either really scary that we're the only ones in the universe, like, the universe, or it's really scary that there's someone else out there and we don't know.
Both.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Both are scary.
All right, so, I've seen this on, it's on Joe Rogan's podcast, and there's also a Netflix documentary on Bob Lazar. He worked at Area 50, not at Area 51. He worked at it was a special place called S4, but it's in the Area 51 property and all that. Well, little, not really the property, but near Area 51.
Okay.
And he worked there in the 80s, and he got caught bringing some friends, because he would see like their test flights of when they would fly, like apparently in S4 they had aircrafts from alien planets, right. Like
so UFOs.
And he was brought in there to reverse engineer the spacecraft for Americans and all that, and they would like test fly the UFOs and all that, and he would have the schedule of it, so he would go watch it by himself. And then finally he started bringing friends to like a secluded area where they couldn't see. Well, he got caught, and then when he got caught, they fired him. And as soon as they fired him,
they killed him.
No.
Oh.
He started talking about everything that was happening and all that. And so he said that, well, first he went to MIT and Caltech. And then before he did, before he worked at S4, he worked at the Los Alamos, their science laboratory there.
Yeah.
So after he started whistleblowing about everything, there is no record of him working at Los Alamos or Area 51, and there's no record of him going to Caltech or MIT, and there's no record of his birth.
It's kind of odd, ain't it?
Yeah.
What if?
They said, and he says in his documentary, that they came to him after all this, and like he went to, like he's like, when people were talking to him, he's like, yeah, you could look me up in Los Alamos if they still had my, because there was like a directory.
Yeah.
And he has a book of like the directory when he worked there, and his name's in the book with his like office number. But and then they like the government officials is what he said, came to him and told him that if he doesn't quit talking that they're going to erase his family too. Yeah. But like,
that's scary.
No, it gets even crazier though. So he's doing all this and he says there is spaceships the size of a football field that they can go 180, 360 degrees and just turn whatever way they want. They can go upright. They can just do whatever they want.
That's wild.
They, it was in 89, I believe, that he said, let me find it for sure. Yeah, it was 89 that he was talking about, there was a that the way that these the spacecraft fly, it was element 115. At that time, no one, element 115 wasn't a thing, but he said in 1989 it was. In 2006, Russians created element 115. In 2013, I think it was a Swedish scientist recreated element 115. So now it's on the periodic table. Yeah. He said this 30 years before it happened. That's what it was, like an anti-gravitational thing, like element, yeah. That, which we can't do anything with it right now. We haven't evolved it enough, but that's what the spacecraft were using. And it had like a reactor on top and then three boosters on the bottom. And then like when you turned it on, the reactor put a force around the boosters, and that way it could turn whatever way it wanted to go.
So let's think about this for a second.
And
Transformers.
Yeah.
There's also another movie. You keep talking. I'm going to look up this movie.
But, so, like, at the time that when he started talking about S4, the little area that he worked at, no one had even heard of that. It was literally a bunker built into a hill. Like, and then, like, the bunker doors would open. So, like, if you're even good, because Area 51's a no-fly zone, so no one can fly over that. So it looks like the hillside. You can't even see. And he said you would go in there, and it was just it was like a hollowed out hill where the bunker was. And he said you would go, and like he touched it, he would crawl inside. He said like it was like 3 foot tall where the cockpit was. So like it was tiny. He said it was like for tiny creatures. But I'm like, how is he talking about all this? And then 30 years later, this element comes out. No one knows about S4, but now the government says S4 is a real site. Like, nothing right. He said has been disproved so far, except for the where he used to work at and all that. But, I mean, if the government's trying to cover something up, they're going to erase your history. Because let's think about it, in the 80s, it's a lot easier to erase someone's history than it is now.
Right.
I don't know, man. Like, that stuff's just... It's crazy to me.
I can't think of the movie that I'm thinking about. You know, there's Transformers where they fight aliens, they're robot aliens, whatever.
Yeah, and like, he's not trying to, like, he's not making money off what he's talking about either. Like, he's not just doing this and like, say it for money. Like, he's never once made money off of anything. Like, he's trying to prove it. And he said something like that if there is, it was crash spacecraft is what it was they were finding and trying to reverse engineer. He said that, I believe the American people should know about that. And that brings me to this question. Would you rather know about aliens and their spacecraft? Or would you rather not and the government cover it up?
You asking me that?
Yeah, I'm asking you that. I'm asking everybody that.
You know?
It's tricky. Like, you want to know the truth, but also...
But do you want to know it?
Or do you just want to... I feel like I would want to know. Because I don't want them to just tell me what I want to hear and be like, oh yeah, everything's fine.
Right.
And then 5, 10, 20 years from now, we get 40 spacecraft looking like Star Wars coming out of the sky. And we're like, oh, well, we're shit out of luck.
District 9. The movie District 9. Have you seen that?
I have never seen it.
So it's a movie about basically aliens. You know, they started to inhabit Earth, but the humans have, you know, put them in the district. And they pretty much keep them in line. And one day a war breaks out. They're basically human. You know, they act like human, but they just aren't.
Yeah, so they like, they studied us to where they can act like humans.
Yes.
That's crazy to me. So he said, like describing the spacecraft, he said there was a small reactor, a hemisphere about the size of a basketball on a metal plate. When it was running, it produced a gravitational field of its own. So like, it wasn't using like the Earth's gravity. Like, it was using its own gravity to way it can move whichever way it wanted. 180 degrees or 360 degrees. Like, it could turn any way. Like, he said it could turn on a dime. Like, it could be going straight, and then with a blink of an eye, it'd be upright and going backwards.
See, where do all these people get all these movie ideas from?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
somebody's got to know something.
Yes. And, like, it's crazy to me to think that, like, this could happen.
It's kind of scary.
Oh, if you want to know something cool about Bob Lazar too, before he did all this, he built a jet car that was capable of going up to 200 miles per hour. He built a jet car, like, himself.
It's kind of like Elon.
Yeah, but like...
But like, not.
He was born in 1959. I mean...
So he's not that old.
No.
So he's 60.
Yeah, I'm just trying to read up, make sure I haven't missed anything. Yeah, and he says at the top of the ship, he recalls a reactor on the top of the ship flanked by 3 gravity emitters. When the spaceship is powered on, an anti-gravity wave is formed via the reactor, amplified and then emitted from the bottom of the ship. The rotation of the cylinders on the bottom then allows the ship to move in any direction.
That's why.
And he said that there was like all different shapes. He said there were some that were disc, some that were like triangles on all the sides, and like there was like stories, so like they'd be like different levels of it too. And I'm like, it's on Netflix, so if anyone has Netflix, just look up Bob Lazar. It's like aliens, UFOs, and something else, but just if you just search Bob Lazar, it's crazy. Or you can listen to him talk on Joe Rogan's podcast. But I was like, I listened to that and I was like, alright, now I gotta go watch a documentary. And I watched it, and I was like, yeah, this is real. I fully believe in this. I'm like, because, like, you can't disprove that. Like, the government hasn't even been able to disprove that. Because he says, oh, yeah, I worked at S4. No one's heard of S4. But then the government comes out and says, oh, yeah, there's a site called S4. So, okay, well, how did he know about that before anybody else? And then in 89, he says there's an element 115 that's producing all this. 30 years later, it's now an official element on the periodic table. You ain't gonna tell me that, like, I just wanna, like, how?
Hear me out.
I'm hearing you.
He is an alien.
I mean, he may be.
Because I didn't think about that. I don't think a human's mental capacity could reverse engineer something of that nature.
They haven't been able to. He was never able to reverse engineer. Okay. He just worked there to try. Like, they brought him on to try to reverse engineer. And he said they never could. He said the most they could was, like, to get, like, a bouncy ball to levitate for a little bit, but nothing of that nature. But I'm like, but they said it would shut down like that. Like, it would only levitate for, like, 3 seconds and shut down. They could never figure it out. Yeah, your lights are blinking and it's getting real freaky in your house right now.
Yeah.
I feel like the more we talk about it, we're either going to get the New World Order or aliens coming at us. Maybe both at the same time.
Yeah, we're gonna be that done would be for. Very unfortunate for both of us.
Yeah, I mean, but that's something to think about.
Yeah.
I mean, aliens
are... A lot of food for thought. Two ideas.
Two ideas?
Denver Big Airport. Ideas.
Hey, you know what? That's both on, like, that western side of the United States.
Maybe it's just the west side?
Yeah. Keep it over there. We don't want that over here.
Chanel, keep it over on the west.
Other than that, hey, I think we're pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what else would be a conspiracy theory? That Margot Robbie loves me.
That's...
It's a big one.
Very, very far-fetched conspiracy.
Hey. It's a conspiracy theory.
Only a conspiracy if more than one person believes it.
You believe it?
Sure. Yep. I'll help you out.
Conspiracy. Margot Robbie. Don't make it a conspiracy. Just say you love the vault.
Yep. It'd be something, wouldn't it?
Oh, God. The day she says that is the day that the vault podcast ends. Yep. Because it's not getting higher. It's not getting any better than that.
No.
Other than, hey, food for thought. Please like, share, follow us, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TheVault_pod. We're getting an audience on there, and I love it.
Yeah, it's great. Hey, it's a good feeling.
It's good. I'm glad that you guys like it, and even if you're just liking it because you know us, and hey, sure.
Thank you.
I don't care. We got likes, and continue to please to listen. We really do appreciate
support,
it.
Support.
We love it. We're probably going to do more giveaways in the future because that was fun. We like doing that. We'll go live again.
That was interesting.
It was real interesting. We'll go live again for sure. But other than that, thank you guys, and we Gucci flip-flops.
Yeah, we Gucci flip-flops.